of Blood and Water, written by Black Cat and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Barriss Offee / Tup. This is part 4 of the Bender AU Ficlets series. There are scrolls on bloodletting hidden deep in the archives, in the back areas restricted to senior Padawans and above, where Madame Nu carefully monitors any withdrawals or changes to the catalog. Barriss hadn't expected to actually find any, even knowing that the Jedi have studied plenty of other Sith bending variations. Something about this one just feels different. She stares down at the scroll, at the carefully laid sketches of positions and stances, hand motions and foot placements. Some ancient Jedi wrote everything down so that the Order could combat the ability in the future, could recognize it, not so that they could use it. Barriss wants to use it, though. That's the only reason that she's here. She hasn't decided yet, not really, but the thought is there, tucked away in the back of her mind. The war is going badly, and so many millions of people are dead. So many millions of clones are dead. Barriss is a healer, and she's always wanted to be a healer. But this isn't something she can fix by treating wounded, by patching up soldiers who end up on a pyre 12 hours later. Something needs to change, and the war needs to stop. And the how is getting harder and harder to care about. Bloodbending will help. The Sith used to use it because its control makes it impossible for a target to use the Force. If Barriss has to do something drastic, the Jedi will try to stop her, so she needs a way to just make sure they can't. It doesn't have to be permanent. She's not going to kill Jedi. Just keep them out of the way. Commander Offee, a voice says in surprise, so sudden that it makes Barriss startle. She whirls around, heart in her throat, and freezes at the sight of clone armor, paired with blue like teardrops, battered in a way she hasn't seen before. "Tup," she says, startled, and takes a step forward with one hand already raised, the water pouch at her waist uncorking itself with a snap. "Are you all right? You look like you got dragged through a swamp." Tup smiles, maybe a little sheepish, putting a hand up to rub at his armor. "Umbara," he says in explanation. "Does that count as a swamp?" "With Master Kohler and Commander Faye to lead you through it? I would think so." Barriss hesitates, then carefully tucks the scrolls under her arm and reaches out, water flowing up to cover her hand. When she brushes one of the deep scratches on Tup's cheek, the water shimmers, and Tup closes his eyes, leaning into the touch in a way that makes Barriss's chest feel tight. "I missed this," Tup says, and he sounds tired, exhausted, like he's on the verge of collapse. "You're healing. It's..." He stops short, eyes flying open, and jerks back with red flushing cheeks. "Sorry, Commander, I just meant..." Barriss smiles, not able to help it. "It's all right, Tup," she says, pitch gentle. "Master Luminara is out with Master Gallia tonight, so I was a little lonely. Would you like to come back to our rooms and keep me company? I already made food." The relief Tup feels is heady and bright, and his smile almost matches it. "If I won't get in the way, sir. You're sure?" His gaze flickers down to the worn old scrolls, and he hesitates. "If you were planning to study, I can just go back to the barracks." Barriss's heart turns over, drops even as it accelerates. The wash of emotion is something like shame, or maybe terror, and she turns, shoves them back into their slot on the shelf before Tup can see the contents. Adrenaline makes her feel shaky, like she's been caught, and it flickers for an instant, an image of horror on Tup's face if he found out. They met in the aftermath of a bad mission, with a Sith ghost who still had a trace of her old power, and Tup had been so scared of that ability. Bloodbending is useful, but if Tup finds out, Barriss can imagine his reaction, and it makes shame twist tight in her stomach. Just distracting myself, she says quickly, turning back. Master Luminara didn't leave me any preparation work for the next mission, so I was just poking around in here. Shall we go? Top smiles and... it's probably only because he's so tired that Barriss can get away with the lie. If you're sure, Commander, I was dreaming about those cakes you made the whole time we were deployed. I think I stayed alive just for those. There's a knot in Barriss's throat, but she still manages to smile. The traditional Mirlin sweets were a last-minute gift, something she was able to bring Tup right before he was released from medical. A small thing, but... I stayed alive just for those. One life, just a little bit brighter, even with the war raging. That's something. It has to be. I'll make a whole batch just for you, she promises, and takes Tup's arm to lead him out of the archives, leaving the bloodbending scrolls behind. At least for now. The end.